Boys Receptionista is Joan Lincoln.
Good morning. Yes, I have a new do. I launched it a few days ago. It's positive response, you know?
Yes, you look beautiful.
So we're going to take a little break from talking about clothing and talk about hair fashion, I guess.
Okay.
And, you know, long hair has always been equated, you know, youth, right? Nice, long, luscious locks. Well, a lot of people say that once you hit your 40s, you should consider going a little shorter. So I fought that for a couple decades. FYI.
A couple of minutes.
In case you were counting or needed to know. And I just kind of threw caution to the wind, and I said to my hairstylist, as I was sitting there letting my hair process, if you know what that means.
Yes, you know, it's all part of the cutting process.
Yeah. I said, you know, I'm flipping through this book, and the book is all about wigs, and Raquel Welch is the model for all of these wigs. And she looks beautiful in each and every hairstyle. And I'm looking through, and I'm looking through, and I'm looking through, and I'm like, you know what? My hair has always been kind of in that 80s look, which I love that big curly hair anyways.
Yeah.
But I thought if Raquel Welch could do this, maybe Joan should look at a new style too. So anyways, yes. I said to...
So it's a wig.
No.
Yeah, but your hair is still relatively long. It's not like you cut it.
It's way shorter, though.
It is.
Oh, I know. But it's not like it's short, cool. Short.
Yeah. No. But, you know, once it goes curly, it's going to be definitely shorter.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that works out for me. But I did. I said to my hairstylist, Sue, I said, you know what? Just have at it. Take those big old silver scissors of yours and have at it. You know, Tony, you said something earlier about men not changing their hairstyles very often, which is true. But, you know, I spend time sometimes watching those videos, you know, whatever they are, YouTube videos of men with these huge transformations of men with these long hairstyles going, like, uber short.
Yeah.
I find it fascinating.
Yeah, that's a good point there. Let me ask you this. When your kids were young, did you get the mom cut? Because my wife got the mom cut when our kids were young. Because it's like, you know, short, real, I mean, we're talking real short, okay?
Yeah, there was a time in 1991 after my second child was born that I went shorter than I have now. And it was great because I had two little kids that I was doing the juggle with. And I don't know if it was the mom cut, but I did go shorter.
Yeah, and, it's the mom cut.
And that was the only time.
Mom cut.
That was the only time, Tony, that I did that.
I mean, Saturday Night Live did a whole bit on the mom cut a couple of years ago.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's what happens. But then after a while, you say, screw it, and you grow your hair back.
Because you want to look long and youthful.
Yeah.
And the kids get older.
Yeah.
They're not so needy.
Right. So
exactly.
Noni Joni has a new do, so I hope my grandsons recognize me.
I'm sure they will.